This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our Habib, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is the men and the women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much. Subhanallah, it is the need of the believer to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he remembers Allah, he is actually remembering to be the one who is the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. The men who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much, and the women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much, for them, Allah Rabbul Izzah has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. My brothers and sisters, لا تنسى ذكر الله. Don't ever forget to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, if you are in ease, remember Allah. If you are in difficulties, remember Allah. If you are in pain, remember Allah. If you gain success, remember Allah. If you are happy, remember Allah. If you are sad, remember Allah. If you lose something, remember Allah. If you lose someone, remember Allah. For indeed, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you at peace. Allah Almighty, he says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Unquestionably, with the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find rest. Hearts, my brothers and sisters, they feel contentment. It is the nourishment of the heart, of the soul, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, Allah Almighty, He is when He is remembered, Allahu Akbar, my brothers and sisters, there comes to you sakina, barakah, khair, success, happiness, and goodness, subhanallah. So indeed, remembrance of Allah is something so important. And you can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deep down in your heart. Think about Allah. That is the remembrance of Allah. When you say the dhikr of Allah, that is through your tongue, you can remember Allah. And with your actions, when you do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also dhikrullah. That is also remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us make sure, my brothers and sisters, that we remember Allah a lot. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this deen, al-Islam, which teaches us dhikr at all levels. When you go out from home, you have the dhikr of Allah. When you come back in the home, you have dhikr of Allah. When you get into a transport, you have dhikr Allah. When you get into the masjid, you have dhikr Allah. When you go to the markets, you have dhikr Allah. When you do anything and everything, Allah Almighty teaches us through the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, du'as. Those are the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us enrich our lives. Let us empower our souls. Let us make sure that we please Allah throughout our lives up until we die. My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy on the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.